咱今仔日的经文是记载伫约翰福音第四章，咱要对31-34节。
Our scripture can be found in John chapter 4, verse 31-34.
这个期间，门徒对耶稣讲：“立比，请吃。”耶稣讲：“我有食米通吃，是恁唔知影的。”门徒就彼此对问讲：“莫非有人做什么予伊吃吗？”耶稣讲：“我爱食米，就是遵行请我来的旨意。”
Let's read together. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, Has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. This morning we will contemplate the passage in John chapter 4, verses 31-34. Our title is The Secret of Satisfaction. For every one of us, there are different things that satisfies us. I remember that as a kid, playing would satisfy me. According to my grandmother, I could survive even without food, morning, noon, and night, as long as I get to play. And I believe it may be more or less the same when you were a kid. A child can miss meals and everything because they are satisfied with their playing. Two weeks ago, my youngest daughter, as many of you know, had a surgery where they had to close up a hole in her heart. Thank you for your prayer and thank you for your support. But many people were surprised because when they went to the hospital and they saw the girl, they supposed that she couldn't run and play. But then the following Sunday, she was in a church and she was running all over the place. Even until today, people kept asking me, is it all right for her to run like so? But I cannot keep her from running. You know, children just love to play. The Chinese people often are satisfied with one thing. And what is it? Food. One time I was eating at Vikings. And behind me were a group of old ladies in their 70s. If you go to Vikings, you will realize that there are a lot of people there who are above 70. Why? Because if I'm not mistaken, right, they get 50% off the price if they're 70 and above. But let's not think that if you're 70 and above, you can't eat that much. Because this table that was behind me, this group of ladies were there before I was. And of course, these are Chinese ladies. And I heard these grandmas saying to each other, Vikings is the best. Because it's 50% off. And you know, after I have finished eating, I have finished eating and I paid the bill and I was about to leave when I noticed that they're still not done. And I also heard one of them said, maybe she was a Christian because she said, praise the Lord. That I am very satisfied today, very filled. And you know,
food is a satisfaction of a lot of people. Nowadays, a lot of people find satisfaction in traveling. We work, we make a little money, and we save it up for traveling. You know, in the generation of my father and my mother, they used to find satisfaction in work. They didn't necessarily want the money for eating or for traveling, but just let them work, and they love that. They work from morning till night, and they love it. And they're very upset with the children who are lazy and don't want to work. You know, a lot of different things in this world can give us satisfaction. But all of these satisfy us only for a little bit of time. You eat, you are satisfied, but only for a little bit because you become hungry and you have to eat again. You play and you're satisfied with that, but at night you have to go to sleep. You won't play anymore. So how can we find true satisfaction? I hope that through today's passage we can learn from the Lord. In John chapter 4, Jesus and his disciples had come to Samaria. And the disciples left the Lord alone by himself because they had to go find food. And so Jesus stayed by the well of Jacob, and there he met the Samaritan woman. After Jesus had a conversation with the Samaritan woman, the Samaritan woman had found that Jesus was the Messiah, and she found Jesus to be a treasure to her, so she left everything else. And she ran away, and as she was running away, the disciples came back. And when the disciples came back and saw this scenario, two things happened. First was they wondered in their heart, why is the Lord talking to this person? We have already looked at this last month. Second thing is what we will talk about today. This is something that happened after the Samaritan woman had left. So the disciples brought food and they offered it to the Lord. But the Lord refused. And the disciples were wondering, and they surmised that maybe somebody had given Jesus food already. Let's look at verse 34. This is how Jesus answered his disciples.
He said, "My name is Jesus, and I am the one who came to eat."
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." This is something, food is something that Chinese find satisfaction in, but I think we will have a hard time understanding this statement. There's something that Jesus lived for his entire life. And it was to accomplish the work of God and to glorify God. From his birth to his death to his resurrection, it is all for this purpose. The Samaritan woman was not so. At the beginning, she wasn't so, but after she had a dialogue with Jesus, she gave up everything. It could be that before, the water jar was very important to her. But after she came to know the Lord, she left her water jar. Why did she leave it? She didn't just leave it there and did nothing.
If you look at the
If you look at the rest of John chapter 4, you realize that she left her water jar and she went into town and she told all the people to come and see Jesus. When the Samaritan woman met the Lord, she recognized right away that Jesus was her treasure. She knew she had to live for the Lord. In the same way, Jesus came to this earth knowing that he lived for God the Father and to accomplish his work. And he knew what was the will of God. Now, this is something we find hard to do. Because to do God's will is difficult. It goes against our very nature. Our nature is to do my own will. I remember a story about a king of Spain. Now, this is from the 12th century. There is a Spanish king called Alfonso the Sixth. In the Church of Spain, or the Catholic Church of Spain, at that time something happened. The church was going to determine what their rituals are for worshipping. At that time, there were two sets of rituals. One is the Roman prayer tradition.
Gothic prayer rituals.
And the other is the Gothic prayer rituals.
So, 有两款礼仪,教会就来找这个王,请你处理,看我们都用到这个。
So, there were two sets of rituals that they were choosing from, and so the people in church came to the king and asked the king to make a decision for them. The king said, "Oh, I don't know. Why don't we do this? Why don't we make a fire? And let's take out the two books containing the rituals. And let's toss them both into the fire. And whichever one survives the fire, we will use that set of rituals." And they did that. They did do that, and the first book that was burned was the one containing the Roman prayer tradition. And when the king saw that, he said that can't be. That can't be. Let's do it all over again. Get another two books, and let's make another fire.
A prayer ritual or team look.
And let's throw in the Gothic prayer ritual. So that from now on we will use the Roman prayer tradition.
So
in Spain there is a saying that all rules will follow the will of the king. We may not be kings. But you may be king in your own household. We often pray to God in the same way. Lord, what's your will? We often ask the pastors, I want to know the will of God. You know, the answer is actually very simple. If we want to know the will of God, just go and read our Bible well. Because the Bible reveals the will of God fully. But I believe that the true problem does not lie with that. The true problem lies with whether we really want to obey God's will or not. We often pray. And after we pray, God reveals His will. And we hear His will. And then we say, no, that can't be. Let me pray again. And if God reveals again, very clearly, and again we say, no, that can't be. I'll pray some more. And we often use prayer itself as an excuse.
我少年的时阵去读EE，Evangelism Express。I
remember that when I was younger, I took a training course in EE.
这是家人做啊，去团福音。
It is a training for evangelizing people.
我是爱护那班，因为逐晚家有糖食啊。
I love to attend that class because after every class we had food to eat.
所以我有去护EE的，恁大家在叫做。 叫做 Evangelism Explosion, 叫做 Eat and Eat.
So those of you who have attended an EE training understand that it does not just stand for Evangelism Explosion, but also for Eat and Eat. You know, in the EE training, there's an OJT at the end where you are supposed to go out and actually evangelize someone. And at that time, our pastor sent us out. Around the area of Pasai, we were sent out in groups of two. About once a week, we had to go out and evangelize just whoever. There was one particular week when the pastor assigned my partner to evangelize someone. And that person happened to be a beggar by the roadside. Not only was he a beggar, he was also very filthy. And so we had a problem. Because my partner is the son of a rich man. And he is a little obsessive compulsive. He is a clean freak. You know, he takes a shower 3 times a day.
So he
And so for him to approach this person who was very filthy, a beggar, it was very difficult for him. And he said to the pastor, could you give me a few minutes to go and pray about God's will? And the pastor, being very gentle in nature, allowed him the few minutes that he wanted to pray. After 5 minutes of prayer, actually it felt a long time. You know, 5 minutes is a long time. If I had prayed for 5 minutes for the pastoral prayer, you would fall asleep. After 5 minutes of prayer, and the pastor asked him, so have you found God's will? And he said, no, I haven't yet. Maybe I should go home and pray about this. And at that time, everybody knew. If he had gone home, he wouldn't really pray, and he wouldn't really come back either. Do we need to know God's will when it comes to evangelizing? The Bible is already very clear about that. You need to share the gospel. You need to make disciples of people. Sometimes it's not a matter of knowing God's will or not. It's a matter of whether we put emphasis, put importance in God's will. One time there was a child who said to his father, I want a basketball. And his father gave him a basketball that is molten in the brand. And he said to his father, this is not what I want. I want Spalding. Well, that's often the case it is with God when we do it with God. When we pray to God, it seems that we want our will done more than God's will. In fact, sometimes we don't even know our own will. We don't have a will, but we just don't want to do what we know is God's will. A lot of high school students when they're going to college.
你问伊看，你爱读什么？
If you ask them, what do you want to study?
那伫教会也做用个俗语，伊讲，看上帝要我读什么？
There are many very spiritual young people in the church, and they would always say, I will have to seek God's will.
因安尼讲哦，伊唔知影要读什么。
If they say that, it means they don't know what they want to study.
啊，最人唔知影，中学要去大学时都要读什么？
When they're finishing high school, they don't know what they want to study in college. You know, I was that way too. I didn't know what I was going to study. I knew there were only two things I liked. I love math and I love drawing. I used to love math and drawing. And so I actually tested for different courses in different schools. I went to UP and I actually applied for fine arts. I went to USC because I love architecture and applied for architecture. Well, yeah, there was more math to that. And in LaSalle, I applied for BS math. It was very difficult not to know which direction to go. But I ended up in Mapua, not in any of those. Do you know why I ended up there? Because when I went to Mapua, I saw this poster. And it introduced the first ever industrial design course in the Philippines. Actually, at that time, I had no idea what industrial design was, and I wouldn't have taken it.
Take up industrial design.
But then this poster does not just say to take that course.
You like math, you like drawing, this is your course.
It says, you like math, you like drawing. If you like math, you like drawing, this is your course. When I saw that poster, I actually took it down because I thought this is God's word to me. Because that's exactly what I loved. I loved math, I loved to draw, so I took it up. A lot of people are like me. When we get there and we discover, oh, this is God's will, we just go along. And we have a different attitude to life from the Samaritan woman and from Jesus himself. After the Samaritan woman came to know Jesus, after she knew Jesus, the Bible did not go on to talk about the rest of her life, but just at that moment when she left the water jar and went to tell people about Christ, I thought that was already a very big deal. Because Jesus, and in Jesus' life, this is even more obvious. From his birth to his death, he lived his entire life for God's glory and to obey God's will.
So, brothers
and sisters, the first secret to satisfaction is to know what exactly was the purpose God placed us in this world. And why he saved us. He saved us in order to glorify him. And our purpose in life is to bring glory to God. That will bring us satisfaction. But if you look again at John chapter 4 verse 34, Jesus did not just say, my food is to do the will of God. He did not just say, my food is to know the will of God, but he said, my food is to do the will of God. Knowing the will of God cannot satisfy us. But doing the will of God will. In the first service, something happened. I talked about how God's will is clearly revealed in the Bible. You know, if we read our Bible carefully, we will see that the Lord has a lot of His will revealed to us as to what He wants us to do.
头一段我讲，我上大致是对家属对太太，对车主的，先讲车主你得顺服丈夫。
In the first service, I said one of the things, for example, in the Bible is that it teaches the wives to submit to their husband.
但是我头一段的翻译完哦，更加牛翻译。
But my translator in the first service was very good at translating that. He did not translate that particular statement. He translated it this way. He said, "Husband, you need to serve your wife." Even before I said that, he said that already. Maybe because he is a newlywed and that's exactly what was on his mind. Because his whole mind revolves around how to serve his wife. You know, in the Bible, the Lord tells us to do a lot of things. Wives, submit to your husband. Husbands, love your wife.
对学生的你都真心真意来读册。
For the students, you study with all your might and all your will.
因为你要真意读册时阵，你再知呀，你再好你真意来听上帝。
Because when you study well, then you know how to love the Lord with all your heart.
英文有一个，意思是一句话叫做 permeates。 意思是上帝在你一生的生活有参与。And
so we must let God permeate all our lives. That means He participates in every area of our lives.
让咱所一切所做哦，是为着上帝旨意来做。
So that everything we do it because it is God's will.
有一晚，主耶稣讲着讲着一个譬喻，记载在马太福音21:28-32节。
In Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32, Jesus told of a parable. Jesus talked about a father who had a vineyard. And he asked his first son to go and work in the vineyard. And the son said, "No, I don't want
to."
But later he changed his mind and he did go to the vineyard to work. His father also said to the second son, "Go and work in my vineyard." And the second son said, "Yes, okay, I'll go."
但是后来他没去。
But it ended up, he didn't go.
主就问这条问题，谁是顺从因老爸旨意？
So Jesus asked the question, who is the one that did the Father's will?
马太福音21章，他讲这个故事的背景是什么？
Now what is the background of this story that was told in Matthew chapter 21?
他是在形容一个犯罪的人，跟一个法利赛人，就是。
The one event that triggered that was something that happened between a religious leader and a sinner. The sinner is someone that said no to God. But later he met the Lord and he repented and he did the will of God. The Pharisee, on the other hand, was the one that kept telling people that he loved the Lord and he was doing the will of God. But in reality, they didn't. So knowing God's will and doing God's will are two different things.
哦，即思想我那啲那甲人讲话，哦，咱圣经有叫咱唔通挂意。Oftentimes
I talk to people, and people know that the Bible tells us do not worry.
人，大家人也是知影，这是主耶稣讲的。And
we all know that Jesus taught that.
哦，但是咱伫咱嘅心内讲，要怎啊袂挂意啊？But
in our hearts we keep saying, how can I keep from worrying?
冇可能嘅代志。It's
not possible.
哦，那团队人佫讲出来哦。And
if pastors say that.
心内讲啊，团队人咧骗，无影无迹。
We may say in our heart, the pastors are lying. But then do not worry. That's not the word of the pastors, that's the word of Christ. So when we worry, we must commit it to the Lord. So if you're a grandparent, if you are an uncle, an aunt, whatever, do not worry. Grandmothers particularly have a lot of worries. Committed to the Lord, because that's what God's word teaches. We know, but we need to do. One other thing that God taught us to do is to love our enemy.
Well,
that's very clear in the Bible. Love your enemy. It says that those people who are lovable are easy to love. But people who are not so lovable, people that are annoying, it's already hard enough to love them, let alone enemies. The Bible actually reveals to us God's will in many areas of our lives. And we need to obey.
So if
there is anyone here who still does not know the Lord, well, that's God's will. God's will for you is to believe in the Lord. If you are already a believer, if you are already a believer, God's will for you is very clear also, and that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your will, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This morning, my translator loved his wife. Because not too long ago, he declared in front of everybody that he loved
him.
But this morning in the first service, he did it. I said, why submit to your husband?
Husband, serve your wife.
And he translated, husband, serve your wife. Well, that's doing. If you say to your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend every day, I love you, well, first time, it might satisfy the other person. And when the other person is satisfied, you will be satisfied too. But if you don't do it, then there will be trouble. After 1 year, it would be entirely different. But then if you act upon that love that you say you'd have, this morning, my translator said his purpose of living is to serve his wife. And when the wife heard that, of course, she was very happy. And I believe that when he sees his wife being so happy, he will be happy too. And Christians, we should be the same way to the Lord. We say we love God. And the Lord has revealed his will. And we know his will. Our love for the Lord will compel us to act upon His will and to obey. And when we do His will, we know that God is pleased and He is glorified. And when God is glorified, then we, as Christians, we will be satisfied too. In the same way that a husband is very happy when he sees that his wife is happy. I use that illustration because of my translation, my translator this first service, but it could be the other way too. But the principle remains the same. But in verse 34, Jesus did not stop there.
He said, 成全哦，做了伊所托付的外工。
Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work."
也做时阵哦，咱咧做代志，咱咧侍奉上帝，咱咧侍奉人哦，有也上也水的意象，做了开始的时阵也活泼。
Sometimes there are a lot of things that we do. We serve the Lord, we serve people, we serve a certain ministry. And at the beginning, we are very active. We have a very good, we have an ideal and we have certain things we want to achieve.
但是要做好，都做一了。
But to do well, we must carry it out to completion.
这个先生叫他的学生，和他的学生工作去做，他学生不去做的时候。
If a teacher asks, the students to do something and the students don't do it,
甘才效果是那个学生会不行。
The result is that that student might fail.
这个做工的人，因头家叫伊去做代志。
If an employee is told by his boss to do something,
一开始做但是做不了。
He starts doing it, but he didn't finish it.
甘才有时会下面啊，但是你若继续安尼做哦，到落尾甘才你会无头路。
It's possible he could be forgiven, but if he does that all the time, he could lose his job. Because when we do something, we must make sure we carry it out to completion. A student must complete his work because the teacher told him so. And the teacher will be pleased. And the student will be satisfied too. Maybe he will pass the course. If a servant is told by the boss to do something, and the servant does it well, the boss will be happy. And maybe the servant or the employee will get a raise, and that's good.
This is 先生、甲学生、头家、甲工人。你甲我甲上帝的关系，咁唔是更加重要吗
？This is the relationship between a teacher and his students, and a boss and a servant. But isn't the relationship between us and God even more important?
上帝托付咱的旨意，咱都做正，咱都好好去做。
God has told us His will, and we are supposed to do it, and we should do it well.
你在主耶稣对伊出世到伊顶就是离家的时阵，伊都是安尼做。
I mean that was how Jesus acted.From the time of his birth to the time he is nailed to the cross. In John chapter 17, it talks about the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said, I've glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Jesus did not say this prayer when he was on the cross. He said this when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And what was the last statement Jesus made on the cross? Very short statement. It is finished.
Princeton, 有一个 library, 隆重是 commentary on it is finished.
Jesus said, it is finished. Actually, in Princeton, there is a library with a whole set of commentary just on that statement alone. It is finished.
意思是主耶稣所行的这个33年来，他一切是照着上帝旨意，他完成了。
It means that in the past 33 years, Jesus had been following the will of God, and at that moment, he declared, it is finished.
完成了，上帝得到荣耀。
And so, when it is finished, who gets the glory?
上帝得到荣耀。
God the Father is glorified.
伊得到满足。
And Jesus is satisfied.
你知保罗也是同款。
You know, Paul was the same.
保罗在提摩太后书第四章的时候。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said.
伊对提摩太讲啥？
He said to Timothy.
我这个箭已经拍了，我这个毒招已经招了。
I have run the course and I have fought the good fight.
已经。
He finished what he was supposed to do. He could meet his God with unashamed. In fact, Paul said in the book of Galatians, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. In fact, in his heart, he wanted to see the Lord. Today, do you want to see the Lord? Do you want to see the Lord soon? When you meet the Lord, will you be ashamed? Dear brothers and sisters, only those Christians who are faithful and who have finished the work that God has entrusted to them will be able to live their face to the Lord. It's true, sometimes we have failures and we are ashamed. In fact, sometimes we cry. But does not God say that He will wipe away our tears? And that means there are certain things that we have failed to do. But when we have accomplished God's work, then we are not ashamed. In fact, we will be very happy to be meeting our Lord, our greatest treasure. We want to see Him smile. Because when we see Him smile, that satisfies us. And this is an expression of the life of the Samaritan woman in Jesus Christ. The Samaritan woman found living water in Jesus that satisfied her. And Jesus did the will of God the Father all His life. That satisfied Him. And it's the same with your life and mine. If we know life's purpose and we live accordingly, if we know God's will and we do accordingly, we will also find satisfaction in the Lord.
In
18th century America, there was a very famous missionary. His name was David Brainerd. He died at the age of
29.
He died in the home of another famous person.
Jonathan Edwards.
He died in the home of Jonathan Edwards.
Jonathan Edwards 将伊个查某啊 Jerusha Edwards 底下来过伊。
Because Jonathan Edwards told his daughter Jerusha to take care of David Brainerd.
这个 David Brainerd 为着肺痨啊，伊伫十九岁改变。
David Brainerd died of tuberculosis.
And
at that time, Jerusha, who had been taking care of him, was 17 years old.
So, Jerusha Edward as a cabin.
By the time she became 18, she also died from tuberculosis. So, how could a person who lived only 29 years have accomplished God's will? There is a story about him. Before his death, he was in the house of Jonathan Edwards. He saw a child. This was a small child. He was not educated. He didn't know his ABCs. David Brainerd at that time was already very ill. He couldn't go out to preach the gospel anymore. In fact, he had a hard time talking because he kept coughing.
So he saw this child not
And so he saw this youngster who was not literate, and how could he learn? So he used the remaining time that he had to teach this child to read. One day, some guests were visiting Jonathan Edwards.
David Brainerd was teaching
the child. And they observed that David Brainerd was the one teaching the child. And they said, And they said, what a pity it is that a great missionary is not outside everywhere preaching God's word, but is just stuck here teaching a little child to read.
David Brainerd 听起那句话的时候,
and when David Brainerd heard that,
伊就讲这个是上帝的旨意，这个是上帝托付给我做最好事。
He said, "But this is God's will. This is the work that God has entrusted to me. Therefore, I have to do it."
我唔知啊，这个囡仔后来变做啥物。
I don't know what became of this child later.
我唔知，咱唔知，咱无记载。
We don't know. It's not recorded for us.
但是咱知啊 ，David Brainerd 是啥物
？But we all know who David Brainerd is.
伊二十九岁过命。
He died at 29.
Jonathan Edwards 看到伊的生活。And,
but Jonathan Edwards wrote a book about him.
The Life of David Brainerd.
Called The Life of David Brainerd.
那本册是 Jonathan Edwards 最得出名的一本册。
And that was the most famous, most well-known book of Jonathan Edwards.
因为对写了出版到今仔日都，那本册逐年出版啊。
That book, ever since the year that it was written and published, it is being printed every year until today. Not 1 year or was it not printed and published. Even until today, you could go on Amazon and you can find that book.
In fact, this year, 2017,
in fact, this year they have already published a new edition. Now, Jonathan Edwards, of course, wrote many, many books. Many of them are out of print now, and many of them are not printed every year. Jonathan Edwards had written so many books that you could spend a whole life reading his book alone.
Yale University, there's a library,
At Yale University, there was one library that is entirely dedicated to the works of Jonathan Edwards.
但是没一本册，也伊所写也这个 Life of David Brainerd.
But not one of his books is better than this book he wrote about the life of David Brainerd.
你知道 David Brainerd 这本册摇动了双高的工作。
You know this book changed the work of missions. Forever.
Jim Carrey kick out Indo.
James Carrey went to India. You know what book he read?
The Life of David Brainerd.
It was because he read The Life of David Brainerd.
Hudson Taylor talk to me too.
You know why Hudson Taylor? You know what book Hudson Taylor read?
The Life of David Brainerd.
He read The Life of David Brainerd. And as he went to China. You know, today, many missionaries go into missions because they have read this book, The Life of David Brainerd.
You know, David Brainerd, from Yale, kicked out.
You know, David Brainerd was kicked out of Yale. Yale did not want to accept him. But because of him, because of him, 5 other major educational institutions were born in the United States. I'm not saying you have to be kicked out of school to be a good guy. It wasn't because he was a poor student that he was kicked out. But because of his religious convictions, he was kicked out of Yale. But because of his religious convictions, 5 other schools were established because they wanted him to go to their school. And a few of these 5 are very well known.
Princeton University
was established so that they could accept Brainerd as a student.
Brown University.
Dartmouth University.
这三间，这两间哦，你去 Google 去查。
Well, you can go Google the other two.
这个是二十九岁的双教授。
This was a 29-year-old missionary.
为要宣传了主的旨意的神。
Who lived his life to accomplish God's work.
你那是伊，你敢袂满足吗？
If you were David Brainerd, wouldn't you be satisfied?
你那是现在你看到你所。
If you have accomplished such things in your life that brings glory to God, will you not be satisfied? So, Christians, what is the secret of satisfaction for us? first is to allow God to be your satisfaction.
主若是你的满足，所你会知影主的旨意是甚物。
If God is your satisfaction, then you will know God's will.
你若知影主的旨意是甚物，你就去行主的旨意。
And when you know God's will, you can do God's will.
你若行主的旨意是甚物，你就完成了。
And when you do God's will, you have to carry it out to completion.
第一阵啊，你看到主的笑容的时阵，你心内。
And one day when you see the smile of God, you will be utterly satisfied. So may the Lord be your satisfaction.
Just as
when a husband faithfully serves his wife and sees the wife's satisfaction, he will be satisfied too.
And
just as a wife faithfully submit to her husband and see the happiness of her husband. So may the Lord become our satisfaction and may we accomplish His will. Let us pray. 天父上帝，阮求你帮助阮每一个人，阮一世人真实活得有意义、有目标，就是要讨你的欢喜，要荣耀你。在阮在你的内面也是有满足，求主帮助阮，让阮知影你的旨意，让阮困困去发掘你的旨意。常时不是单单知影，让阮有法通行出你的旨意，让阮唔单单去行，乃是好好去行，阁有法通完成你所交予阮的工作。求主帮助阮，唔忘讲阮有一日见主面的时阵，真实会看到主的面顶有笑容，迄个就是真做阮第一大的满足。主求你。帮助阮接到这篇信息，改变阮的生命，帮助阮无阁一直追求世上的代志，一直追求把咪物件，是阮以为有法通满足阮，乃是互阮知影只有完成主托付阮的工作，是阮一生第一大的满足。安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣的名。